A century of indigenous American art connects the past with the present. An indigenous present showcases works from Native American artists and is showing at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Artist Jeffrey Gibson and curator Janelle Porter organized the exhibit. Porter offers a preview.
In this exhibition, you're going to see the work of 15 artists who all use abstraction to make their artwork. You're going to see works that span from the 1920s to the present day. And you'll see painting, sculpture, photography, video, installation, and more.
Katie Del May of the Frist says there is so much to see in an indigenous present.
I hope that they come and they look for just incredible, beautiful works of art that maybe challenge our assumption about what indigenous art should be, what the materials should be, what it should look like, and really just take away the breadth of what's being produced today, and also thinking about how work that is abstract or non-representational can still hold many stories.
And, Del May adds, many of the works on display are made by living artists.
Anybody who's interested in art being made in our time, I think, will just enjoy the visual feast of what they see in terms of color and texture and materiality. And then also they, again, learning a little bit more about this wider context of art being made by Native North American artists is an added dimension that, lets you see the work in maybe a bigger context as well.
One of the larger pieces in the show is from artist Teresa Baker and called Throw It to the Ocean. Porter describes it for us.
It is a sculpture and kind of a painting and kind of a tapestry that is composed with yarn and other elements like seed pods and willow twigs on bright blue astroturf. So something of abstract composition of lines and shapes on this big unwieldy shape that's two-sided.
The works in an indigenous present span a century, made at different times with different media. Yet, they fit well together. Porter says that's simply curating.
The work of doing an exhibition includes a lot of research on each artist's work, and we wanted to make a show, my co-curator and I, Jeffrey Gibson, where this work was in conversation with one another, where you see a painting by George Longfish and photographs by Sky Ho Pinka, but there's elements of them, color and form, where there starts to be conversation and things do start to really look like they go together, and that's very intentional.
Like Porter, Del May wants the art to be seen by as many people as possible. She says the Frist is also glad to continue working with Gibson.
Of course, he's one of the most visible and highly acclaimed artists in the U.S. right now, and in the world, maybe. He just represented us at the Venice Biennale in 2024. And then also, this exhibition allows us to continue to engage with our own indigenous communities here in Nashville in meaningful ways. And so we're grateful to have that opportunity with this exhibition.
An indigenous present can be seen at the Frist until September 27th. For details on the art and related programs, go to fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.